recent case decision, Eshagian versus Cepeda 2025, may a landlord recover possession of their leased premises from a tenant when the landlord provides a deficient 3-day notice to pay rent or quit?
A landlord leases a residential unit to a tenant. The tenant defaults in rental payments. The landlord serves the tenant with a 3-day notice to pay rent or quit. The 3-day notice to pay rent or quit does not state the tenant will lose possession of the premises when they do not pay the delinquent rent within the 3-day period. The notice does not specify the start or end dates of the 3-day period. The address provided in the notice where rent is paid is the tenant's unit. The tenant fails to pay rent and remains in possession of the rental unit. The landlord seeks possession of the leased premises, claiming the tenant is guilty of unlawful detainer, since the landlord delivered a 3-day notice to pay rent or quit to the tenant. The tenant claims the 3-day notice to pay rent or quit was invalid since the notice did not include a clear eviction warning, a commencement and end date for the notice period, or an accurate address where rent is to be paid. A California Court of Appeals holds the tenant retains possession of the leased premises since the 3-day notice to pay rent or quit was invalid by not including a clear eviction warning, a commencement and end date for the notice period, or an accurate address where rent is to be paid.
Editor's note: Realty Publications, Inc., RPI, publishes 3-day notice to pay rent or quit forms that contain a notice that when the tenant fails to pay rent within 3 days, excluding weekends and judicial holidays, the landlord will regain possession of the premises, a clear commencement date of when the notice is served, and an address field for the landlord. For citations and RPI forms relevant to this article, please visit Recent Case Decisions at journal.firsttuesday.us.